Rightio, everyone. So if you're a loyal supporter, you will know that last week we kicked off this new project segment. That we like to call the big question.
Absolutely.
And as you guys should know by now, Thomas chooses this random question every week. I don't know where he comes up with them.
I think he thinks of them. It's his late night thoughts.
Yeah. It's a shower thought.
I was going to say, like, Thomas in the shower is like, ooh, I wonder what David and Ali are going to talk about this week.
Exactly.
But anyway, so Thomas has found a question for us. Thomas, can we get a drum roll going?
Yes, we can. Your big question this week is... Are bad words really that bad?
Ooh.
That's an interesting one.
Interesting.
So what's your take on it, Annie?
So, I mean, the question is, what are we calling a bad word? Like, is it bad adjectives? Is it, like, bad nouns? No, I'm just joking. We're using swear words.
Yeah, we're using swear words.
So, first of all, Dave, like, let's talk about vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Do you think that someone who uses swear words in their vocab is more or less intelligent?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say people who probably cuss more are probably like more mature, right?
Not mature, but older.
I mean older, because young kids don't really like...
David!
No, I mean young kids.
Can I tell you what my opinion is on it? Like, I think that there are such beautiful words in that vocabulary of ours. And by using a stupid little four-letter word, you cut them out. That's my opinion.
So my opinion is it's just so empowering. I've just gotten my learner's license.
good job.
Notice the lack of applause.
He's gonna play himself an applause.
I'm gonna play myself an applause. I'm literally gonna play my. Oh, David and Annie, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah. So I like to give myself a
a good few swear words on the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the car, I'll be like you. Yeah. You. Thing you Shakespeare, you flipping, floppeling, bleeping.
I saw on Instagram the other day that not that they're more intelligent, but people who cuss more probably more honest. Like that.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
I saw it on 8 Fact. You know that Instagram account 8 Fact?
Yes.
That posts like, oh, people who brush their teeth like 3 times a day are more anxious or whatever. Like, you know.
So
those
what
kind
do
of
people
facts?
Who shower in the morning more gross? Because I do think that's a reality, Dave. But anyway, doesn't matter. That's a conversation for another time.
Anyways, I was listening to this YouTube account called Gary Vaynerchuk, who's this like business guy in America, and he talks about why he cusses so much in meetings and how he doesn't lose the deals and everything.
Oh,
and he says it's all about your intention. You know, so like if your intention is to be ill, then people will notice that because humans innately have a sense of like noticing intention and how you approach them. But if your intention is to like use, I don't know, exclamation, then I don't think people mind it that much.
Yeah. So the question, let's go back to the question. Okay. Are they really that bad?
So I think we all need to give our consensus, right?
Fine.
Are bad words really bad, David?
No.
Okay. Ooh. Ali, are you bad words really that bad?
I'm also going to say no, but I'm on the fence. Yeah.
Are bad words really that bad,
Thomas?
No.
Okay. All right, guys. So that is the first unanimous decision that we've had here on Red Radio.
For once, Thomas agrees
for
with
once.
Us. But,
for
once.
That will never ever happen ever again.
Yeah, that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm sorry if you missed out on it because you really missed out on something special.